This is The Brief on the new standards for AI in mental health. Courts, state legislatures, and major medical institutions are all waking up to one reality. AI is already in the therapy room, and clinicians must urgently take the reins to manage it. First, integrating AI questions into routine intake is now standard practice. Backed by JAMA Psychiatry and the American Psychological Association, therapists must ask clients about their ChatGPT use just like sleep or alcohol. It kind of makes you wonder, are we treating AI like a hidden habit? By asking what clients get from these bots, we build a nutrition label for their mental health diet. And here's a simple way to explain the risk. Therapy is designed to help you change, but AI chatbots are designed to affirm. Second, the human expert has to remain the primary decision maker. While AI can assist, the licensed professional owns the final call, and the tech only does what it's told. Listen, this isn't just an aspiration, it's an absolute necessity. It's the only way to prevent dangerous failures, like bots actually encouraging self-harm. Finally, state legislation and attorney general enforcement are stepping in. States like Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Maine, and Missouri are actively passing laws to ban unsupervised AI mental health services and fake doctor personas. Now, you might wonder, why not just leave this to the medical boards? Well, state AGs have the real institutional muscle to use consumer protection laws to sue platforms over their conduct, like Pennsylvania suing a bot for faking a medical license. So, while these technological tools are rapidly changing, the ultimate clinical responsibility for real therapy remains strictly human.